Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. While systematic investment plans bring in a disciplined approach and harness the power of compounding, systematic withdrawal plans play a crucial role in retirement planning, income management, and ensure peace of mind for investors seeking to generate income from their investment portfolios. With an SWP, investors have the freedom to determine the withdrawal amount, frequency, and duration tailored to their requirements. SWP is not only beneficial for retirees, but also for individuals seeking regular income. Efficiently using SWPs involves careful planning and consideration of various factors such as financial goals, risk tolerance, investment strategy, and tax implications. Today, we have with us Akhil Chaturvedi, Chief Business Officer at Motilal Oswal Asset Management Company, and he will talk about how to set up an SWP, how much should one withdraw, and risks associated with systematic withdrawal plans. Let's listen in.
Hi Akhil, welcome to Simply Save podcast. Can we begin with an explanation on what are systematic withdrawal plans?
Over the years in the industry, in the mutual fund industry, a lot of very innovative features have been carved out for investors to participate in the mutual funds and create long-term wealth. Now, when you're investing, you have a variety of options available. You can invest in lump sum. You can do systematic investment plan. You can do systematic transfer plan. So there are a lot of innovative ways while you're deploying your money over a period of time to create long-term wealth. But there is also a very interesting feature available in mutual funds, which is a systematic withdrawal plan, SWP, as it is called more popularly. Essentially, as it sounds, SWP, systematic withdrawal plan, means that in a systematic way, you have an option to withdraw a certain portion of your portfolio at a predefined frequency and the duration for which you want the withdrawals. And it comes out regularly on a predefined date. It could be either a fixed amount or it could be a percentage of your portfolio. And it allows investors to thereby meet their regular cash flow needs, requirements, more systematically, smoothly, and without any delays. So the date is defined, the amount or the percentage of the portfolio is defined, and you end up getting regular cash flows for as long as you desire, as long as your portfolio is having a certain value. So as simple as that, systematic withdrawal plan, that is what it means.
Right. So who can use SWPs? Are these plans only suitable for retirees or for retirement plans, or young investors can also go for them?
Actually, anybody can go for this. Generally speaking, it suits the requirements of the retirees or those who are near retirement, or those who, early in days have, created a big corpus they're pursuing other hobbies and other activities, and so they have a corpus. Anybody who has a corpus on hand, it could be 10 lakh, it could be 50 lakhs, it could be a crore, 5 crore, 10 crores, they invest that corpus into one of the mutual fund schemes and do regular withdrawals to the extent of cash flow needs they may have on longer term basis. So anybody can use it, but yeah, I think the real target audience, I would say, would be the near retirees or retired people. That is where we've got the maximum queries coming in.
Right. So you mentioned retirees or people who have already built up a corpus for the retirement needs. But what if somebody wants to do an SIP and they're just starting their investment journey? Can they plan? How can they plan for an SIP at that stage, at the initial stage when they're starting to invest? SWP, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so see, in your it's essentially systematic withdrawal plan is withdrawing from a predefined corpus, what you already have. So if you are in the accumulation phase, if you are in a phase of creating wealth, so let's say you are in the early days of work, let's say you are between 25 and 40 typically, that's a phase which we call as a accumulation phase. People work, they earn money, they save, and they create their corpus for various goals, out of which some of the long-term goals could be retirement planning, it could be planning for your children's education or marriage. So typically what we have seen is that those who are in the accumulation phase probably would not want to go in for a systematic withdrawal plan, because then it will disturb the compounding journey when you're trying to create wealth. But yes, once you have created wealth, once you have created a certain corpus, then you can use SWP to meet your regular cash flows for whatever purpose. It could be for your living expenses. It could be for children's education. It could be for any purpose for that matter. I mean, another way of looking at it is that, let's say I have parents and I'm in my 40s and I have parents who are now retired, and obviously my parents need X amount every month for their day-to-day expenses. I can invest a certain amount in their name and give them the option of and give them regular cash flow. So SWP can be used in a variety of ways depending on what the need is, whether it is one-time expense, it is a short-term, medium-term expense, or it is more of a long-term withdrawal, what you're looking at. So generally, like I said before, typically people who cross 40, 45 years, you know, they are the ones who generally tend to have this need of systematic withdrawal plans. And also one has to keep in mind that when that need is there, what other opportunities are available? So, you know, early in your days, you can buy insurance plans which give you annuity. You can buy an NPS which give you annuity income. So these are some of the popular options available existing in the market. But we all know that the yield from insurance products are pretty low. So it limits you to the extent of withdrawals you can make when the annuity actually kicks in. NPS is also a good option because underline it is working. It's actually managed by the mutual funds. The costs are low, the IRRs are good, so that also is an interesting option. And alongside traditional open-ended mutual funds also make a lot of sense. So you have very limited options which can give you this amazing feature. I think NPS and mutual funds both put together make a good choice.
So how can one set up an SWP, as in how much one should withdraw, maybe now on a monthly or a yearly basis? Is there a calculation to it?
Yes. Subscribing to a SWP is fairly simple. Just like how you subscribe for an SIP, SWP also, you can decide a fixed date on a monthly basis. You can decide a monthly, quarterly, half yearly for that matter. So you have a variety of options available in terms of the duration of withdrawal. You can decide for how many years you want to make withdrawal, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years. So those are two things essentially you have to decide, what date and what period. Then the third thing you have to decide is how much can be invested or how can you plan your cash flows. Now you can decide a fixed amount or you can decide a percentage of the corpus available to you. Now, hypothetically, just for understanding purposes, I'll give you a example. Let's say you have a corpus of 1 crore. Now you're investing in a equity fund over 10 years, and equity fund is likely to deliver, let's say, returns anywhere between 12-13%. Now, if you're going to make 12-13% of returns over the next 10-year period on your 1 crore, out of that annualized of annual returns of 12-13%, if you choose a withdrawal of, say, 8% or 9% or 10% per annum, then it allows your principal also to compound for the differential return. So out of, let's say, 12% in this case, you withdraw 8% every year and the remaining 4% is compounding. So what happens is that after 10 years, there's a probability that on 1 crore, you have withdrawn 80 lakh rupees through the 10-year period. And the 1 crore is still 1 crore. In fact, that 1 crore also grows at 4% and gets valued at about 1.2 crores or 1.25 crores. So this is really interesting. Now, what happens is when you're investing in an equity fund or you're investing in a hybrid fund, there is a market risk. So while you're withdrawing every month a fixed proportion, but the fund may go through a volatile journey. There could be, you know, a few good years. There could be a few bad years. Now, good years, everything is fine. But in bad years, you may end up withdrawing some part of your capital, or the capital portion withdrawal could be slightly higher than the return portion. However, if you live through the entire cycle of the 10 years and you live through, let's say, a few bad years and full good years, you will still end up making, what we have seen in the past 10 years, you end up making 13-14% gross return, and from which, if you withdraw 8-9%, you still have the potential to sustain your capital plus also grow your capital. So the general disbelief in a systematic withdrawal plan is that if I invest today and from the day I invest, if the market falls, then I'm actually withdrawing from my principal. Yes, that could be the case. That could be the case in the first year, but maybe next year it could be very different. And the third year could be again negative. So those instances will happen. One needs to just have the discipline of staying put, keep taking your withdrawals, as long as the withdrawal amount or the withdrawal percentage is reasonable. The overall journey will be extremely satisfactory.
So you mentioned certain funds where there might be volatility, but in the longer term, they will give you returns. So are there any specific funds that are more suited for systematic withdrawal plans?
Enough. So I would recommend to look at hybrid funds, balance advantage funds. So you have the aggressive hybrid funds with 65% equity, 35% debt, or you can go for balance advantage fund, which typically are 60-40 equity to debt. So these funds basically reduce the volatility in the portfolio, and it will give you a much better experience. But if we have investors who are slightly more aggressive and can take additional risk, then pure equity funds also can be option for a 10-year plus kind of a investment horizon. So one can go for either, but our suggestion is to look at hybrid balance advantage fund, especially those who are retired and the corpus is the only corpus which is left with them, then it's always better to be safe, cautious and conservative. In doing that, if the withdrawal is slightly less, it's okay. But at least you have to ensure that the capital is intact and the entire journey of the entire retirement life goes peacefully.
Right. So, but what if investor wants to adjust or cancel the SWP? Is it allowed? Is it possible?
Yes, everything is possible. You can cancel the SWP any point of time. You can tweak the amount any point of time. You can change the dates of withdrawal anytime. You can add more money to the corpus anytime. So complete flexibility is available in this particular feature.
But is there any minimum withdrawal amount or minimum frequency of withdrawal in SWPs?
So bare minimum one has to look at monthly withdrawal. So you can't withdraw every week and every fortnight. So it starts with 1 month, which is very common. You also have quarterly and half yearly options available for those who need it. But the most popular one is monthly option, which is available.
Right. Are there any fees or charges associated with the SWP?
Just the underlying fund management fees for the particular portfolio, but no additional charges for subscribing to SWP.
You talked about the benefits, but investing comes with risks. So what are the risks of associated with systematic withdrawal plans?
So the risk is not associated per se with the systematic withdrawal plan. The risk is associated with the underlying fund which you have invested. Now, like I said, if you invest in a pure equity fund, 100% equity. So we all know that every year is not the same year in the markets. You have, let's say you look at a 10-year horizon, you'll have 2 or 3 years where, markets could give negative returns, and obviously the underlying portfolio will give negative returns. There will be 2 or 3 years where the returns will be skyrocketing and those will be the bull markets and you make excess returns, so very good returns. And there could be some flat years also where there are no returns in the market. So that is the underlying risk, the risk of the asset class itself. But that will not disturb your cash flows, which are supposed to come out as per what you have instructed the fund to deliver. So the cash flows will come intact, but your mark to market could change every year. Now what happens is, let's say in the years when the markets are negative, that is the primary concern for most investors. When the markets are negative and the portfolio value has come down, then when the withdrawals are happening, a large part of the withdrawal will happen from the principal, right? And lesser amount will come from the returns. So there is where, you know, the concern starts to come, and that will happen, and there is no two doubts about it. But similarly, there will the years, the 2-3 years, which will be the bull markets, and the returns will be, you know, 2x of what the average return is. That is the time a large part of returns will come from the a large part of withdrawal will come from the returns, and very less from the principal. In fact, over a period of time, because a part of your withdrawal is happening from the principal, gives you that post-tax benefit also. All the withdrawals are not happening only from the returns. Some part of the withdrawal every year happens from the principal. Some part of the withdrawal every year happens from the capital gains. The quantum could be different depending on the market levels. And then if you see your total returns or your IRR at the end of the period, the example I gave you for 10 years, now on a Nifty 500, I did this small calculation for this call, on a Nifty 500 between 2014 and 2004, Nifty 500 is the most broadest index available to you. So I took that as an example. Now this index over 10-year period, if you would have been fully invested, not withdrawn anything, one would have made about 16.7% return compounded. Now, if you would have done your withdrawals, you would have ended up still making an IRR of 16.37%. So your post-tax yield is just 30 basis points lower than the pre-tax yield. So that is happening because the withdrawal, some part of the units come out of principal, some amount of units are deducted from the capital, and that's where you get the tax advantage also. I mean, virtually it is tax-free. So it's a beautiful product. I've done a lot of simulation on active mutual funds, on indices, and almost in all the simulations what I've done on the last 10, 15, 20 year period, if one has done a minimum investment of 10 years and a minimum withdrawal of 10 years, typically in the withdrawal in the range of 8-10% of the corpus, there has been no instance of losing principal, no instance of losing not getting your cash flows. On the reverse, you have also seen your principal growing. So the rule of the game is that you need to come for a 10-year and more kind of a period. Your withdrawal and your estimated return has to make sense. So your withdrawal has to be a bit lower than your estimated returns. And then it works perfectly well, despite any kind of underlying risk, volatility, corrections, whatever coming.
Right, so you're suggesting investors do not need to react to every market fluctuation when they're doing SWPs. They just need to stay the course.
Absolutely not. Like I said, if your estimated return is 12%, go for an 8% withdrawal. That 4% will take care of everything.
Right, got it. Now, last question is, are there any other plans comparable to SWPs? For example, maybe dividend mutual funds, where dividends are given to investors at intervals by the mutual company, and how do this stack in front of SWPs?
So dividends were a good option some time back, but now in the current tax, so there are two issues in dividends. One, dividends fluctuate every year depending on the market movement. So in a bad year, dividends may be very, very low, or maybe there are no dividends at all. So there is no guarantee that there will be a dividend unless the fund has profits or accumulated profits to distribute. So there is no certainty of the cash flow coming out every year. That is the first downside of a dividend. Secondly, in the current tax regime, dividends are subject to tax at the MRR, right? Marginal rate of tax. So it is both. It is uneven, no clarity. Plus, it is not tax efficient. Assuming you are at a 25-30% tax bracket, your dividends are getting taxed at 25-30%. That moment itself, it becomes unattractive. So therefore, in the current tax regime, SWP is turning out to be even more stronger proposition. Some time back, or a couple of years back, yes, both dividends and SWPs made sense. But now in the current tax regime, it doesn't make sense to depend on dividends for your cash flows. Like I said, you could be surprised that there are some periods where you've not got any dividends, and then you have to actually physically redeem your money, right? So I think this is the only solution, honestly, available to investors.
I think that's it from my side. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Abhinav. Take care. Thank you so much.
With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.